And is it true, or I think it is true, that grace meets with faith only in the elect. Grace meets with faith. That's one of the tests, therefore. Is faith at work in your life, and is grace at work in your life? We react with thankfulness. That's our response. The Old Testament version is, because you did not serve the Lord with joy and gladness by reason of the abundance of all good things. It's physical in the old, but it's spiritual in the new. But we react with thankfulness. Not because he gave us a new coat. But out of thankfulness that we indeed are saved. Are his. To him who has, will more be given. To him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. The other thing being, to him who has election, will more grace be given. And to him who has not the election, even what he has will be taken away. And there's some correspondence there. Analogy. God intends to save the elect. He intends to save the elect, no matter what. But those whom thou gavest me not, one is lost, but the son of perdition. Remember that the elect react with thankfulness, and the others take advantage. We have to get into that a lot. However much grace the elect need, it's 25 years of not valuing his grace, or whatever. Find grace in time of need, whatever it is, he supplies it. My grace is sufficient. That's what he said. Now here's another one. Is this actually the deeper view of salvation, or is this the only reason that we must give the land? Or how much of each? It is the unsaved 18-year-old. How much grace is it? Got to consider that. Tell him the truth. Of course, tell him the truth. How much of it? How soon? You only speak one word at a time. Present so much at a time. And how do we know what the balance is there? That's one of the ones we've got to find out. You know, you say 137, the Bible study. Yeah, for 3 years straight, every night, it was John chapter 3. For 3 years straight, every night. Or is it 5 years straight? For at least 3 years straight. Well, that's good and bad. Well, for what it's worth, by faith is 35 times in the Bible, 19 of which are in Hebrews 11. Through faith is 22 times. And we have the rest written out here. How about the basis of genuine confidence? Any ideas about it? It is finished. How about we know that we are in Christ because we know if we're fully going to Him, with all that we are, both good and bad, both, and with no kind of holding out, bad attitude, and we know He won't cast us out, because that's His promise, therefore that we abide in Him. That's the source of comfort. That's the first place, right there. Now, joy that we are the elect. How does that sound?
Yeah, I'm good.
That we realize that we are His chosen. That we have solid reason to say so. That's where joy comes from. Now, when they went out, He sent them out two by two. And they were out casting out demons. And they came back. Lord, even the demons are subject to it. And Jesus said, He said, don't rejoice at that, but rather that your names are written in the book of life. Mm-hmm. What does that show?
Because God is in control.
It hasn't depended upon my will or desire.
Not on the words they did.
One at a time.
I thank you, Lord, that He doesn't want us just to be thankful and rejoicing for the things that He does through us and for us, but that He has grace, that He has grace for us, and He has, you know, He shows us for having to be with them. That's what He really wants us to be thankful for.
First there was 100 at once, and now there's one lonely one. What's the matter? The 99 are ashamed of what they said, or what?
I think it's nothing that we do.
Why do you say that?
Because God says He reached to man, not man reached to God.
So why do you say that?
I think it's because they're judged there as the elect, not for what God has given them, but that they're the elect, they're going to heaven.
Yes?
So it's out of our motivation to be thankful.
So we wouldn't be motivated by going out just to see that they have more power than these people. That it's a wrong attitude that their hands would be. But that they were glad that they were saved by grace.
We don't get into the wine that you get right now, but get more to the hope of going to be in heaven. Get fully into that.
That it was by grace that their names were written in the book of life rather than that they were casting out demons.
We take encouragement from seeing Jesus do things in our life, but it should just be rejoicing that that's a sign that we are in the light.
Isn't it? He also said that many will say, did we not cast out demons? And he said, never knew you. What's the point?
The basis isn't the amount of work that Jesus is doing through them, but that the basis was His grace. The basis of their right relationship with Jesus is His grace.
Well, not that they were something of themselves, but that He chose them.
Right.
And that was it.
Okay, he chose them
by grace.
Where's the connection?
I was thinking that they're not saved through their work, but they're saved by His grace, and that they should rejoice in that. They should take confidence in that they're all going to be saved, and that they're with Him, and that they don't have to sin.
We were chosen by God.
If we're thankful that and rejoicing that Jesus did give salvation, then we'll be motivated from that rather than looking to any work.
So they hope in Jesus in the resurrection instead of what they're doing here.
It's really rejoice in the proof of who you are, that you are. Right? Him rejoicing at the results, right?
Yeah.
Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Rather than what to prove about them. Mm-hmm. And he directed them to what it proves about them.